Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the United States and the world's economic situation with Professor Tom Cargill of UNR. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Mylon Hawkins, Howard Rosenberg, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Tom Cargill. He is professor of economics at the University of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
Your thoughts on the election?
Well, I wasn't surprised that the Republicans took over the Senate, though I think I was surprised by the margins and that some of the races that were very close ended up actually Republicans won by a large margin. But I think it's going to be very easy for the Republicans to misinterpret what happened. This was a vote against the Obama policies and the Democratic policies. This is not a vote for the Republicans. And they've been handed a tremendous opportunity, but, you know, they've been known to mess up when they've been given this opportunity. They need to put forward some sensible legislation to deal with some serious issues. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Let's talk about the Fed in this country. No longer going to be buying up bonds. QE2 or QE3, whatever number it is at this point, is over. What is this going to mean in reality for the American economy?
Probably not much. You know, the statement from the Open Market Committee that came out October 29th was notable for two reasons. First of all, because it did say that they were going to cease buying new bonds and mortgage-backed bonds. That is, they're not going to increase their assets anymore. The end of quantitative easing policy. The second notable thing is that they applauded themselves that the QEP1, QEP2, QEP3, Operation Twist, tapering, all of the different maturations that we've gone through have really been successful, and we are on the road to maximum employment. And there are two things you can say. First of all, despite the announcement, incredibly easy monetary policy is going to continue. The Fed, in that same announcement, indicated the interest rates are going to be close to zero for the foreseeable future. They're not going to cut back on the assets that they've accumulated. They now hold something like $2.4 trillion in assets. There's no exit plan to get rid of those, because what they're going to do is, when that debt matures or the debt earns interest, they're simply going to reinvest it back. So this, you know, the announcement, yes, it's a step in the right direction, but it's like the sound of one hand clapping. And especially taking credit for a successful QEP policy, I think, is a real exaggeration.
Okay, but now, if the country ends up making, or the Treasury, I should say, ends up making money, or is it the Treasury or is it the Fed that makes the money when these bonds either mature or are sold?
Well, the Federal Reserve bought the bonds with funny money, essentially monopoly money that they...
Money they create.
They create. Now, they don't run it off on a printing press and pass it out like $500 bills in monopoly. It's technically more complex, but essentially it's the same thing. So nobody, quote, loses. It's just that those assets were purchased with funny money. And if those assets are paid off, and that's a real question about some of those mortgage-backed bonds, because they're real stinkers there. And if they do take a hit, they won't take a hit on the government debt, but on the mortgage-backed bonds, let's say that 10% of them end up going south. Well, that does actually add to the deficit, but in an indirect way, because it reduces the revenue that the Fed can then transfer back to the Treasury, which the Treasury regards as a source of revenue, and that adds to the deficit.
You look at the unemployment numbers, they've come down dramatically for the nation, and they're coming down for Nevada as well. They're close to what people consider, in quotes, normal. Are you comfortable with that?
Well, it is true that the natural unemployment rate somewhere is between 5 and 6%. So 5.8 is certainly in that range. But one has to be careful, because there's still considerable distress in the labor market. And what is really disturbing is the declining participation rate. So if you took the current unemployment, current labor force...
Can I back up a second and have you explain that? I believe what you're referring to is people who are no longer looking for work.
That's right. You got to remember, the unemployment rate is just a statistical number. And it's based on certain definitions. And one of the critical definitions is, what's the size of the labor force? So they go out and sample and find out, and they ask people, there's a series of questions, whether you're in the labor force or not. Now, clearly, if you're employed, you're in the labor force. If you're not employed but actively looking for a job, you're in the labor force, and then that's how they compute the unemployment rate. But if you've stopped looking for a job, then you're not in the labor force. So the unemployment rate artificially goes down. And it's a statistical artifact.
Right, but has that been consistent over time? I mean, has that been, say, over the last 30 years, the way that has been measured? So therefore, if we now have unemployment below 6%, that would correlate with unemployment below 6% 20 or 30 years ago.
No, because the labor force participation rate was relatively constant, 60s, 70s, 80s. Started declining in the 90s, but really accelerated in the past decade. And economists think that this could be partly due to what's called the discouraged worker effect, that it's hard for people to find a job, especially people who've gotten four-year college degrees and can't get a job, and so they just simply withdraw from the labor force. There's also quite a scandal going on with Social Security and the number of people who have become disabled. And the federal government really has a rather broad filter that they let people through that are, quote, unable to work. And that's really accelerated in the last, well, I'd say, since 2008. So it's not something that just kind of came out in the last 5 years, but it's really become a problem in the last 15 years. So if you adjust that unemployment rate for the declining labor force participation rate, the actual unemployment rate should be 8 or 9%. Then there's also what we call marginal workers, people who are only working, or say, working two part-time jobs but really want a full-time job, or somebody who's working 25 hours but wants to work 40 hours, as well as discouraged workers. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics actually does estimate that unemployment rate is called the U6 measure, and that's currently around 14%.
All right, let's hold it right there. We've got to make some money here, pay for the program. We'll be right back more with Tom Cargill when we return. Okay.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Professor of Economics Tom Cargill. What did you think of the Tesla deal that the state put together?
I think, in general, I don't like crony capitalism. Generally, states give quite a bit away. And local governments give quite a bit away, and they seldom get back a good return on that money. But in a case of Tulsa and Nevada, it probably is debatable, but I would come down on the side of I think this is a pretty good deal. It's not as good as it's being advertised because there are always hidden costs, and it sets a precedent that may not be good for the state. But, you know, this is an interesting company on the cusp of new technology. That's an incredible industrial park they have out there off of I-80.
I've been out there.
I've actually done some work involving some issues out there. It's very impressive.
Well, one of the things that they have, and as I said, they are one of our sponsors, is they put in the infrastructure. So when companies go out there, it's already there. And do you look at other places in the state like Apex and say, you know, there's the plan. If you want to have businesses like this come to your park, you need to put the infrastructure in. It's not, just not enough to have bare dirt.
Oh, I agree. It is an impressive facility out there. And there's tremendous room for expansion.
Yes, it's two-thirds
and
of Story
County.
And so,
you know, given all of the problems with crony capitalism, given all the problems in tax subsidies, well, they're not going to pay taxes for a long time. I think on balance, this is good for the state. But I think that our policymakers should be very, very careful. And every rule has an exception.
Well, let me ask you this, though, because the way I look at this is that, you know, we didn't have the business before. So therefore, we were getting no money from it. It was just bare land at that point. Now we're giving tax breaks. We're not actually giving money, but we're giving tax. Well, I guess there are in terms of the road and things like that. But those are infrastructure that the state would eventually have to pay for anyway at some point in time. But the people that will be working there, the other businesses that will be locating there because of this, whether directly or indirectly, they will all be paying taxes. So isn't there a net gain?
Well, I think in this case, but here's the problem. There are also a lot of businesses that get government to help them out that don't generate that kind of value. And that's where the the issue of setting a precedent becomes a problem.
I wanted to jump to another topic just because you brought it up, and I don't want to run out of time here. We've got a couple of minutes left. Tell us about the Bank of Japan and what they're doing in terms of following the United States lead with QE1.
Well, actually, it's the Bank of Japan that set the stage for the Federal Reserve, because the Bank of Japan, 10 years earlier, did quantitative easing policy and zero interest rate policy. So when the Federal Reserve started this policy in 2008, they're actually mimicking what the Bank of Japan did. But the Bank of Japan now has really doubled down on injecting liquidity into the system with their quantitative easing policy. And it's almost, it's an astounding decision that the Bank of Japan made in just, they made the announcement just 2 days after the Federal Reserve, that they are really doubling down in injecting money into the system. The basic problem with all of this is that punch bowl stabilization policy, that's just bringing out more liquidity, can't solve basic structural problems in the economy. And that's true in Japan, and it's true in the United States. And when central banks try to do things that they're not really equipped to do, they not only fail there, but they lose credibility and then reduce their ability to accomplish the things that they can accomplish, which is essentially stabilizing the value of the nation's money supply over a long period of time.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tom Cargill, always a pleasure, sir.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just think that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Hi, I'm Kurt Franke. As a personal injury attorney, I'm proud to have represented policemen, firemen, teachers, children, moms, and dads. That's the true face of the injured plaintiff seeking justice. And while I hope you never need those services, if you do, I'd be proud to call you my client, too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Howard Rosenberg is here. In addition to being the UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, he's also a member of the Washoe County Board of Trustees for the school board. Mylon Hawkins is here, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. And Sean Carey, political commentator. Pleasure to have you all here. Elections have consequences. You saw your board president be removed in this recent election. Your thoughts on that? And for your own personal fortunes, when it comes time for re-election?
Number one, I'm not going to run for re-election.
So you say today?
Yes, so I say today. Number two, it's a sad thing that did happen. And when business people fund an opposition's campaign to get rid of someone, and the people allow it to happen, that's dangerous, Sam, really dangerous. Now, Mr. Smith is a fine man, I am sure. He will have a learning curve just like we all did, and we will all work together to make sure that the things get done that need to be done.
Mylon, your thoughts on the election in general?
Wow. I think, Sam, that what we see in our government is always a tumult. This isn't the first time this happened. This won't be the last time it happened. And I guess the thing that really surprises me in many ways is how people can vote against their own best interests, thinking that something really is going to change.
Okay, and give me a specific example of voting against your best interest.
All right, let's just take the whole issue of the Senate and the Congress at a national level. Nothing is going to change. The Republicans are not going to get their way any more than the Democrats were able to get their way over the next 2 years. We are going to be looking at the same gridlock. The Republicans are going to rattle this, and the president is going to veto that. And that's what we're going to see, I think, for the next 2 years.
But don't you think, though, that the Republicans, and we've seen this on a national level, where first of all, they've squeezed out a lot of the Tea Party extreme right wingers and brought in more moderate candidates and funded them. I think so across the country. I mean, you know, the Tea Party did not have a huge victorious night. And hang on, John. And if the Republicans do not govern, whether they are successful or not, but do not attempt to govern in a way that pushes the country forward, then they're going to be gone in 2 years because this was not a vote for Republicans. It was a vote against the Obama administration.
Yes, and I would agree with that. And I have issues with our president for not being more forceful. And that could go all the way back to a something that he didn't do in the first few weeks of his presidency, which had to do before the stimulus package with what we could say was the Pelosi budget at that point. And that was sitting with George Bush, who didn't move it, and if the president had said, no, this is my administration, things would have gotten off to a completely different start, and maybe there would have been better.
By the way, I got to let Sean jump in here.
Go on.
But, I mean, your political memory goes back a lot longer than the general public's.
Exactly.
Goes back about 15 minutes. Sean?
Well, first of all, to say that the super extreme half of the right wing didn't get elected, did not watch the Joni Ernst election because
there were exceptions.
I mean, she makes Michelle Bachmann look like a reasonable, sane human being, number one. And number two, yes, this is the problem, is now the Republicans actually have to govern. And they haven't governed in a long time, and so we'll see what happens. But, I mean, this election, by and large, is cyclical. I mean, this is what happens during a president's second term, the midterms. I mean, this is what happens. It happened to Bush. It happened to Clinton. It happened to Bush before him. That's just the way it is.
Howard, you wanted to jump in?
The only thing that got me with this whole thing is we still seem to be voting against something rather than voting for something. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know where the mentality started, but it can't continue. If it does, we're going to be in real trouble.
Well, I think that something has to be accomplished.
True.
And if nothing gets accomplished or nothing that is popular gets accomplished, which at this point Obamacare is not popular and is not likely to get any more popular with the increase in rates that we're seeing for people who are trying to buy health insurance, you have to have something positive, I think, for that to be able to move forward. You have an acting superintendent now, Tracy Davis.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about her going forward now that Pedro Martinez is gone and her ability to deal with the legislature? And you only have 45 seconds to answer that question.
It's very simple. She's been doing the job all this time. Only someone else has been taking credit for it. She has been doing the job. Kristen McNeil, our chief of staff, has been doing the job. that as far as the system is concerned, it's fine. It's a question now of how to get things back on track so that the public understands exactly what is going on.
Mylan, we've got about 20 seconds left here. What are your thoughts on how the Washoe County School District will be treated at the legislature?
I hope they'll be treated better, but I don't have much confidence in that.
Okay, Sean, you got about 5 seconds for the last word.
I have to second Mylan when she says that. I think that the relationship is not going to get any easier.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
$5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday specials. Eat at Joe's, 6350 South Virginia, corner of Neal.
Title Max got your money, your money, your money, your real money.
Title Max can turn your car title into real money. We're talking $1, $5, even $10,000.
Your real money.
Title Max gets you more by charging less, up to 50% less. All it takes is a car title and ID, and you're approved.
Your real money.
Bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Title Max got your money, your money, your real money.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play Dress Up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Have you been looking for that special piece for your home and just haven't had any luck? Don't worry, come to Consigned Furniture and you'll find high quality furniture at affordable prices. And we have new inventory arriving every day. Come to Consigned Furniture, you'll love our prices.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, Sean Whaley, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, taking a look at all the election results and their ramifications. We'll see you on the next broadcast.